Welcome to TM32 10-Bit. My name's Andre.
And my name is Eric.
Follow us on social media, TM32P for Twitter and TM32Show for Instagram.
And you can follow us on Instagram at eric.nipal or andre.brxwn.
Gang, 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 gang.
So, Andre, for this 10-Bit,
what are we talking about?
You asked me to give you one word about it, and I said needle.
He said needle.
And you thought...
I thought heroin.
But instead, we're going to talk about the stigma around, or why there's no stigma. Like, the stigma around killing yourself.
What? Nigga, what?
Versus induced, like, you know, when the medically induced way to getting killed. They put a needle in you.
So we talking about either suicide or doctor assisted suicides.
So like, tell me this, right?
Yeah.
So me and my boss were talking about this, right?
All
right. She was saying like you can get medically induced if your organs are done, right?
In certain places, yes.
Cancer or like if you choose not to suffer, get medically induced because of whatever condition you have. Whatever. So she was saying like, she was asking for my opinion and like why do you think there's such a stigma around like people wanting to kill themselves?
It's okay
for people with like let's say cancer or like their body's failing them to kill them to choose that they want to kill themselves, but why is there such a stigma around people killing themselves off suicide even though there's nothing wrong with them besides their mental health?
I feel like I've seen a stigma for both.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like I always like hear, I mean, well, obviously I'm from a Christian household, so any type of suicide is wrong. In the Christian household, I mean, suicide's bad. Yes, suicide's wrong. It's just wrong in a different way, shape, or form, in Christian terms, say that. But yeah, I always hear like how Dr. Seuss's suicides are just like not it.
In, yeah.
Like the Christian, because suicide. Suicide's bad.
Suicide is suicide. You know? Yeah, but like
no one.
But take this.
Continue.
Take this. If you can't provide to like society or bring value to society because your body is failing you down, let's say you're brain dead or something or close to being brain dead, you're gonna rather suffer through that.
I mean,
than killing yourself.
If you're brain dead, then that's
or close to brain dead.
Well, then your family decides.
But you're able to make the decision. Like you're not fully brain dead, but you know.
Well, I mean.
Or like, let's say your organs are failing you.
I don't know, man.
See, versus like, that's what I was telling her. Like it's different because like, they shouldn't be related in that kind of sense. Because body's failing you, that's one thing. But if you choose to kill yourself,
that's a like, whole different still, other like, yeah. entity in itself. And in of itself,
you still bring value to society.
Right.
And you still... Yeah, okay. You still... It's, you're still like...
It's finally hit me now. It's finally hit me.
You know what, you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Yeah.
It's like... With a doctor assisted suicide, you're already at the point of dying.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to speed up the process so it's less painful for both you and for your family members in some circumstances. But when you feel pressured by whatever it may be to kill yourself, that's a completely different entity because there may not be anything physically wrong with you and all you need is a little support. and a little little help with your mental health and how to cope with whatever issues you're going through, so you can be a betterment to not only yourself but to society and help us grow.
She was saying, but I was saying that too, but she was saying, like, what if, like, medication doesn't work, therapy doesn't work, all these coping mechanisms doesn't work, don't you think, like, nothing works for this person, don't you think that they should have the same ability to kill themselves like the medically induced people? And then I'm like, they still bring value to society.
I would counter that argument and say, show me a case where that's happened.
I would then
try and give you my opinion and not judgment on how I feel like it should be carried on. Because I personally have never heard that. If you guys listening can DM, tweet us circumstances where that's happened, I'd gladly read it because I'd love to educate myself more about it. But I've never heard that happen. I'm not saying that therapy, medication, all that's perfect and it's the end all be all, it'll help everybody.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that medication doesn't work, therapy doesn't work, this, that, third, don't work, nothing works, and they're still just
Okay.
I feel like there has to be something, man.
Yeah, there has to be. Okay, yeah.
And
I actually like that.
Look, I'll joke around and be like, yo, I want the sweet release of death, but if you know, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah. We've already talked. We talked about our experience briefly about
briefly.
It.
We don't need to take a trip down memory lane.
Unless you guys want to know the
Timbit to open our bags on this one.
A lie. If you want to know the full,
if you want to know the full story, let us know
how I did it a few times. Yo, message us.
Okay, I was gonna say. Well, I mean, I feel like no one's gonna message us. Like, hey, what are the times you tried to kill yourselves, guys? But I mean. If you guys would like us to enlighten you on how we cope with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts and actions,
yes,
then we will gladly explain. If you guys would like to hear how we coped, okay?
Yes, we will enlighten you because that's right. I just go around, this one girl's saying. She getting thoughts like that. I'm like, no, it's not worth it. Because you bring value.
Yeah,
you bring value to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shorty, you bring value to me too,
Yo.
Just know that.
I don't know if we can say names.
No, don't.
We're not going to name. Actually, wait, why would I even say names? That, not in this circumstance. But just know you bring value to Eric's life. And if I knew you, you probably would bring value to my life. I'm not going to lie. I'm not just saying that on my ass, man. I'm being for real 100 about that.
Anyways, that's briefly it.
Not a bad topic. This was a blind side for me.
Yeah, so but
that's it.
Thank you guys for listening.
Gang
to the Timbit.
Follow us on our socials.
This one's actually gonna be a Timbit.
This is a nice little slice on a podcast, Timbit. My youths.
Donut hole.
Nice little Timbit. I don't know what else to call it.
Like Andre said.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, TM32 show, Twitter, TM32 P.
That's what we rock it with. That's what we jiggling with.
That's what we're doing. And then, follow us on our own Instagram.
Hit him with the holla. Yo. And one more time. Yo.
Andre.BRWX.
Yo. Oh, shit, I messed up. Yeah, he messed up, but it's fine. I'm still hitting that. Oh, whoa. But it's cool.
And then, it's Andre.BRXWN.
Gang. And it's Eric.Nightpalm.
Yep. No more spelling it out.
No more underscores.
If you don't know, you don't know, and you're missing out. That's all I gotta say.
Lo siento, not lo siento.
No lo siento. Yo, this is... Okay, that's off topic. I was gonna say, I can recite this whole Spanish song. but that's a later thing.
We will catch you guys in the next one.
Done, man.
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.